Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting third. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jose Ortiz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Lazar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Danny Lazar. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christian moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Christian scores. Hopkins goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Danny Lazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing third base. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lazar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison who is chasing the ball. Morales reaches third base with a triple. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Hansen reaches third base with a triple. Morales scores. Josephson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 1 in the game. Christian is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Cott moves to third. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cott tags and scores. Tovar tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop strikes out. One out. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ortiz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Lazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christian. Allison reaches second base with a double. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cott. Williams moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams scores. Morales moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 2 in the game. Christian is walked intentionally. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Dempsey pinch hits for Jim Cott. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Woodson now pitching. Herman Hill now playing center field. Cesar Tovar now playing second base. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 2 in the game. Knupp takes first base on ball 4. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knupp moves to second. Danny Lazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to second for the double play. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams is hit by the pitch. Lazar moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Jose Ortiz now playing right field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 5, Twins, 5. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Herman Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing right field. Tom Tyskinski now catching. George Mitterwald now playing left field. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Hermann now catching. Bart Johnson now pitching. Rick Renick pinch hits for Joe Gratzenda. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Tovar scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Cotton Nash now playing first base. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ortiz hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tyskinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyskinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio pinch hits for Rich Morales. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.